This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wondered about the connection between your gut and your brain?
It's a fascinating area, isn't it? We're learning so much.
This article dives into that very topic, exploring how the gut microbiome might be linked to serious mental illnesses.
It's a pretty mind-blowing connection.
Exactly. So let's unpack this gut-brain axis thing. So the gut microbiome, that's all the bacteria and microbes living in our gut, right?
Precisely. It's a whole ecosystem, and it's not just about digestion.
Right. It influences our immune system and even produces neurotransmitters.
Exactly. Think serotonin, dopamine, key players in mood and cognitive function, imbalances or dysbiosis can really mess things up.
So if the gut's out of whack, it could affect our mental health? This article reviews studies using high-throughput sequencing to analyze gut microbial composition in people with serious mental illnesses.
They looked at differences between people with conditions like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and major depressive disorder, and healthy controls. Rigorous stuff.
Wow. And what did they find? They found consistent changes in gut microbiota composition across these illnesses.
Reduced diversity was a common theme. In schizophrenia, for example, they saw an increase in pro-inflammatory bacteria.
Inflammation, that's a key player in many health problems.
Absolutely. And it seems to be linked to these mental health conditions as well. Similar patterns emerged in bipolar disorder and major depressive disorder, though the specifics varied. Interesting.
So what about interventions? Can we actually do something about this?
That's where things get exciting. Probiotics, dietary changes, even fecal microbiota transplantation, FMT, are being explored.
FMT, that sounds intense.
It is. It involves transferring gut microbiota from a healthy donor. Early results are promising, but it's still early days. Dietary changes focusing on fiber and fermented foods also show promise.
The article also points out limitations in current research, right?
Yes. Many studies have small sample sizes, inconsistent methodologies, and it's hard to establish direct cause and effect. More research is definitely needed.
So it's not a case of eat yogurt and your depression will vanish?
Not quite that simple, no. It's a complex interplay of factors.
Right.
So what's the future of this research?
Larger, longer studies are crucial to understand the causal relationships. Standardized protocols are needed for better comparisons across studies. Personalized interventions tailored to individual gut microbiomes could be really powerful.
That's a personalized approach to mental health treatment. Exciting stuff. So it's a complex picture, but the connection between the gut microbiome and mental health is becoming clearer.
Absolutely. It's a promising area of research with the potential to revolutionize how we approach mental health treatment.
That was a great discussion. Thanks.